67 Chevrolet is here. Sweet, smooth, and sassy.
Your road trips will never be the same when you're behind the wheel of an American legend. Camp Courageous is giving you the chance to win a 57 Chevy Bel Air Sport Coupe. This is the car people turn their heads for. Get your raffle tickets now at campcourageous.org. Learn more and get your raffle tickets now for a chance to glide down the road in a classic 57 Chevy. Visit campcourageous.org.
Greetings from Camp Courageous on this beautiful Labor Day weekend. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the final day of August 2024. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers with disabilities this year, growing from 211 campers during the summer of 1974 to serving nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100 in the summer times here at Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. Camp started its first week of the fall season this past week, and this is dedicated to our older campers. We have campers like Charlie Cummins, who has been coming out all 50 years of camp's history. Our travel campers returned from a wonderful time in Colorado, where they really explored the mountains and had just a super time, as our travel program always seems to have. This summer, we had Erin Mudd join us as a therapeutic recreational intern. She was here for 14 weeks. On her last day, she shared a special project called I Never Knew, which highlighted everything she learned here at Camp Courageous. And here's Erin talking a little bit about her experiences here at Camp Courageous.
My name is Erin Mudd. I am the summer 2024 therapeutic recreation intern. I graduated recently from Western Illinois University. I'm very fortunate for being here at Camp Courageous because I came from a very small town and the university I went to is also very small. So being here at camp, there is so much diversity and I love that about camp. I got to be with so many of my coworkers that are from different countries and get to learn more about their cultures, and I thought that was so beautiful about being here at camp. But also learning stories from campers too. They have so many amazing things to tell, and I think I'm going to take that with me the rest of my life, not even through my career.
Thank you, Erin. A big thank you to the Dubuque Racing Association for providing Camp Courageous a grant to begin work this fall on remodeling South Cabin. South Cabin was our first cabin that we built back in 1990 before the original cabins, and we're looking forward to remodeling that after 30 years. Congratulations to John and Mabel Kramer's family, who are all coming back from all across the country to gather and celebrate their parents, and also the 50th anniversary of John and Rose Kramer and the 60th anniversary of Don and Joanne Kramer. All 9 kids are going to be back. A big congratulations to that family that's been involved in Camp Courageous forever. We're going to have the new van up there. They help sponsor the new van, where they have a beautiful picture of the family on both sides of the van. And once again, a big congratulations and thank you to the John and Mabel Kramer family from Prairie Berg, Iowa. This Tuesday, we'll be in Algona giving a program to their Lions Club. Anytime you'd like a program on Camp Courageous, we're always more than happy to provide that. Coming up in a few weeks on September 14th from 9:15 in the morning till 4 p.m., we're going to have Camp Courageous Presents Benefit the Vets. This is veterans and families are invited to join the special event sponsored by the Benefit the Vets. All veterans are welcome to attend the event to participate in camp activities, which will include the Memorial Park, the zip line, bowling, miniature golf, color guard ceremony, and much, much more. A free lunch will be provided to our veterans. It'll all be taking place in the Durgan Pavilion area. You want to RSVP to that? Just let us know here at Camp Courageous. We have the Waffle Breakfast coming up at the end of this month, Sunday, September 29th, from 8 a.m. to noon. Something brand new. Adults are $10. Children 12 and under are $5. It'll be fresh made Belgian waffle, sausage, milk, juice, all kinds of toppings. We'll be playing Dixie music by the East Side Big band playing in the Seal Barn. Once again, that's the last Sunday in September from 8 a.m. to noon. The Manchester Grasso continues to go strong. A big thank you to all the volunteers located at 1121 East Main Street in Manchester. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and on Wednesdays from 9 to 6 and Saturdays from 9 to 10. Our need of the week is TP, as in toilet paper. So we always go through a lot of that and we never pay for it. So a big thank you to all those people that provide toilet paper to Camp Courageous. Camp Courageous has lost many dear friends this past week, and we'd like to acknowledge them. Our sadness goes out as we mourn the passing of Gloria Ford. Gloria was 93, originally from Anamosa. Gloria and her husband, Harold, were among the very first volunteers out here at Camp Courageous. They were active with the VFW and Auxiliary, and they ended up getting the whole state of Iowa VFW and Auxiliary to support the camp. Regular volunteer, she received the Iowa Volunteer Hall of Fame Award in 2005. She was a 9 Who Care recipient, and she went on to represent the area at the Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis Awards out in Washington, D.C. in 2006. A wonderful person. Camp sympathy goes out to her family. We also mourn the passing of John Schweitzer. His graveside service is today, Saturday, at 1:30. John's mother was Macy Schweitzer. Macy's sister was Dottie Cummins, and the three had just a wonderful relationship. John was a true blue journalist, and he worked throughout the Midwest. In addition, John played the saxophone and performed here at Camp Courageous in the New Horizons Band and the Dixie Notes Plus. Our sympathy goes out to family and friends of John Schweitzer. And lastly, Jim Vermazen passed away. Jim's parents were John and Bea Vermazen, who donated half the money for the pool. A great family from the Manchester area, and our sympathy goes out to the Jim Vermazen family. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and wonderful Labor Day weekend. Stay healthy and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for this.